See, Janelle has her Christmas decorations up.
It's time to go. Now we're good.
Okay. I'm going to call to order the Treasury Oversight Committee for the County of Mono for this Wednesday, November 9th, 2022. It's 11:03. Seeing no members, no human members of the public here, I assume that we don't have any public comment, although I do have one item. Both Gerald and I belong to the California Association of County Treasurer Tax Collectors, and recently they, the president sent, or the executive board sent a letter to a magazine called Governing. And I don't know what prompted the original letter, but the letter is really good. And in one page and three paragraphs explains really what treasurers do in the state of California. So I'm going to ask Janelle to put that on the agenda for our next meeting as correspondence, so everybody has that. That's good information.
Okay.
So the next item on our agenda, number three, is a resolution authorizing virtual meetings under AB 361, which is still effective for us right now, and we would need to adopt this resolution or go home. And so I will make a motion to approve the resolution authorizing virtual meetings, looking for a second.
I'll second.
Seconded by George. I'll ask Janelle to call the roll.
Do you want me to do roll first and then do the vote?
Oh, I guess so. Didn't you already take roll?
No.
We have to do that for the minutes?
Yeah. Out loud, since it's a Zoom meeting.
Okay. Well, go ahead and do that.
Okay. Janet Dutcher?
I'm here.
Gerald Frank?
Here.
Jennifer Kreitz?
Present.
Jennifer Weston? George Savage?
I'm here.
Kirk Stapp? Bob Gardner? Daniel Holler? Rob Patterson? Okay.
Do we have a quorum? Because we have four members here.
We have a quorum.
Okay. Now, will you take the roll call vote
yes.
on the resolution?
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
And George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, we can keep on going.
Can we, real quick, just, when is our next meeting? Do you know? I was just looking quickly on my calendar, but I don't see our next meeting of this group.
Janelle, do you know?
We'll go over that this time and put it on the calendars.
Okay,
yeah.
Just thinking about this, as I understand, maybe 361 will go away, so in March we'll have to follow different rules, and it would be important to discuss, like, where is the primary location, because I understand we have to have a majority of the board at that primary location. Is it here, the Dana Room, and so on. I think maybe when we talk about the meetings, we could talk about that.
Yeah, so our next meeting would be, following the same pattern, would be February. And so let's talk about that at the end, under number 9. And I guess that is some concern with the new rules on a majority present in, because the Dana Room is our location. We've always met in Mammoth, which may be problematic given inclement weather, so.
Well, we won't have to do it in February, but yeah, we can discuss more.
It will be okay for the next meeting, but after that.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I would rather learn from others instead of us be the guinea pigs. So the next one is the minutes from our last meeting. Has everybody had a chance to review those? Whether you have any corrections or amendments? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve these minutes.
So moved.
Seconded.
So first by Jennifer and Supervisor Kreitz, second by Gerald. Janelle, call the vote.
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
And George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. minutes passes. Next item is to review our quarterly investment report. This is for the most recent quarter, September 30th, 2022. Gerald, you want to do the honors there like we usually do and go over that?
Sure. So as of September 30th, the Treasury was in compliance with Mono County's investment policy. Weighted average maturity on that date was 650 days. It is anticipated that the County Treasurer will be able to meet all the liquidity requirements of all its pool participants. Let's see here. On the last day of the quarter, on a book basis, the portfolio totaled $167,690,154, and the market value was $160,690,911, which is 95.83% of book value. And that's because, you know, investments are, our yields are increasing with the Fed's raising interest rates. So our market value is low compared to our book value, but that's the normal process, and we don't tend to worry about it because we buy and hold. We don't sell investments unless we need to. So there's no, it's a paper loss right now. There's not a book loss. Let's see, on September 30th, we had an earned interest rate of 1.8427. And just to let you know, as of this month, for November, we've already broke 242 for the month of November. So we're really starting to increase. The yield is really coming up. Does anybody have any questions about the next few pages that have our investments on it? Okay. So one thing we have changed this month is we are putting some liquid money, you know, liquidity into a money market account or a money market fund with U.S. Bank. We're getting a much higher interest rate than LAIF. So we're keeping our LAIF, I'm keeping enough in there to keep it open, but the interest rates on LAIF haven't come up very quickly.
And some of that is driven by, we have a limit on our checking account. You know, we can't exceed a certain balance, and so we need a place to put money when we have a lot of it come in. Especially when we max out LAIF and camp, so.
Yeah.
So it gives us LAIF, a third option.
It'll be a while before LAIF gets their yield back up. I personally believe they made a mistake during COVID, and they extended their duration out, which they should have reduced their duration, and that's why they're not responding very quickly in this market.
And that's why the camp is up to $32 million, right?
Yes. We're keeping camp up at the up right below our 20% mark.
Yeah, they're at 2.6.
Yeah. All righty. So the next page is the distribution by asset category, market value. Like I said, the next report you will actually see a money market account on here, nothing's changed drastically. We do have a lot more money in camp itself, but that's all put together into local government investment pool, and you can see the difference in the LGIP went from 61 to 32. We have in July is when all of our bond payments and
transfers
unfunded liabilities are due. So we have about, I want to say we had an extra, during the month of July, probably $60 million left in pool. So that's why we see a big decrease during the September report. All right, on next page is our maturity distribution as of September 30th. You can see it's filled out really nicely. The short end, we've been buying a lot of discount notes from GSEs. And we've got some commercial paper. This is all short end stuff because one of the biggest reasons is LAIF is underperforming. So we're looking for places to put more liquid money that'll on the next report, you'll see it even, you know, there is even more money on the short end. Next page is Treasury cash balance as of the last day of the most recent 14 months. You can see we've reduced since June, but that's, like I said, that's mainly due to not a lot of income coming in over the last the 3 months of this quarter, and the big expenditures that go out in July. But we are, we're about, let's see, 168, we're about $43 million over what we were the prior September, and that's pretty close. It's a little higher, but it's pretty close to the school bonds, the $30 million we had left in the school bonds, and
plus,
then the
plus the jail.
$6 million for the jail mm-hmm. facility bond.
Plus
so,
ARPA.
Plus ARPA, yeah. All right. Everybody has the report, right? They can
yeah,
see
it's,
all.
It's easier than seeing it on the screen, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is the quarterly year yield comparison. You can see where the two-year treasury has jumped to. You know, they're up as an average for the quarter at 3.38%. We were at 184, and then if you look at LAIF, it's 135. So we're all everybody's rising. It's just the two-year treasury is basically an instant rate.
I just think that it illustrates that the two-year treasury is not a real good benchmark.
Benchmark? No, it's not.
It's going to continue to rise, right?
Yes. Yeah. We're probably upwards 4-something% now. So. And I've looked into other benchmarking with other counties and stuff, but nobody lists their performance quick enough so we can use them as a benchmark.
Yeah, or some composite. Maybe we should bring that up at CACTAC, you know. It would be good if we could get some kind of composite going so we have something to compare to peer-to-peer as opposed to benchmarks that really aren't apples to apples.
Yeah, yeah. And the
if
last
I mention it, they'll make me do it, right?
Uh-huh. Well, that's okay, as long as you don't assign it to me.
Delegate. I'm a good manager.
Last page of the report is the pool participant, and nothing's changed since the prior report. Any questions?
I just have one. You mentioned money market accounts. Funds investing there for better, you know, return than LAIF. And I remember in the past we've had some CDs. Are we getting into CDs again? Because those rates, I think, are coming up, but I'm not sure about for us if they are.
We have negotiated CDs.
So we have been putting some CDs in, especially in the 5-year range. I think we've got, we put in a 450, or I believe the last one was a 480 we put in that 5-year mark.
Okay.
But
15% of the pool is invested in negotiable certificates.
Yep.
You know, which have varying maturities. And then we also have 2% in commercial paper now, which is more short term.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions on the quarterly report? I see Rob. Is that Rob there that I see?
Yes.
Yeah.
Trying to send you an email. I was running just a couple minutes late.
Okay.
Janelle, can you make
understandable.
There?
Yes.
All right. Next up on the agenda is the Treasury audit. This is late coming, and I just wanted to mention that. The reason that it's late is our auditors in testing compliance use a confirmation that has questions on it, and then a place for each of the Treasury Committee members and alternates to sign, and we've had a hard time getting these back in time in order to get this audit out. You know, it's really not a labor-intensive audit. It's all compliance testing. And Gerald and I thought, well, maybe what we'll do is we'll put this confirmation on the agenda for one of the meetings after they distribute the confirmation, and we'll go over it in the meeting so everybody's familiar with the questions, and you don't necessarily need legal counsel to review it for you, and that way maybe we can get them back sooner. But let me go over some particulars on the Treasury audit here. It is a compliance audit. It's not a financial audit, so they're testing that this committee and our the material that we cover complied with what state law says. Our regular external auditors did the audit in connection with the audit of the county, which makes it a lot cheaper. So they have on page one of the audit report, they have their opinion letter, their independent accountant's report. I guess we don't call it opinion letter anymore. Where they say, in our opinion, that we complied with law in all material respects. So that's what we want. And page three, it gives some of the background. Because we have a Treasury Oversight Committee, it is subject to this audit. It's required by law. If we didn't have a committee, if we didn't have an Oversight Committee, we wouldn't be required to have this audit. The Treasury Oversight Committee formation is now optional. It's voluntary in the government code. I think that was changed back in just before the Great Recession hit, just before Washington Mutual and Lehman Brothers went out of business. So some counties had disbanded their Treasury Oversight Committee so that they could save not doing the audit, and then promptly after that they reformed it again. It's a good mechanism to be as a control and an oversight of these investments, which are large. So they check to see that we had meetings. They check that we reviewed the investment policy, and then our Board of Supervisors adopted that policy. They then review that in that policy we didn't violate any of these things on page four, and that we did the quarterly reports. And that's really all there is to this audit. And with that, I would ask for any questions from the group. If not,
just confirming, this is for year ending 6/30/21, correct?
It is. I can't remember when Oswald Gutierrez got the last confirmation, but it was only a couple months ago. So that's why we're encouraging everybody to fill out those confirmations and get them in, and then we can get the audit out sooner. Otherwise, I think our auditor would have to disqualify their opinion that they don't have the evidence to sign off on compliance. Any other questions on the audit report? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve the report for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2021.
So moved.
Okay, Jennifer, Supervisor Kreitz has a first. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by George. Any other discussion? And then Janelle, will you call the roll call? Roll vote.
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Motion passes. Audit report is in the record. Next item on the agenda, number seven, is the investment policy. Gerald, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we have two minor corrections to our investment policy. This will be presented to the Board of Supervisors on January 10th meeting. It's on page seven. The first portion we removed is "and the Treasury Oversight Committee." The Treasury Oversight Committee never, the law never required the TOC to be to get the quarterly investment report within 30 days. So we took that out. And then the law, as of January 1st, the Government Code 53646 that requires us to get the quarterly report done to the Board of Supervisors within 30 days has been changed to 45 days. It gives us a little bit extra time to get it to the board.
Still not enough, but...
Yeah, and it'll make it a little easier. A lot of the information we don't get until for that report until the 15th of the month following the end of the quarter. So,
and then in addition to that, then you know if we don't have the quarterly report even done till the end of the second or middle of the third week of the following month, we can't meet the agenda deadlines to be able to have it on the agenda within 30 days. Now we have 45 days, so you know two more meetings we'll be able to work through to be able to get it on there. I will note that there's no penalty in the law for being late.
So those are the only two changes. Does anybody have any comments on the policy? Okay.
All right, if there are no questions, our action here is to approve to move this forward to the Board of Supervisors so they can approve it in January.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. I have a motion from Rob Patterson. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
We should like do rock, paper, scissors and coordinate who's gonna do the motions ahead of time.
Well, I try not to only because I'm the one who's doing this.
Maybe I should have done it. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, then Janelle can call for the votes.
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
And Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes. We will get this agendized for January 10th for the Board of Supervisors. Agenda back together. With that, we're on number 8. Any other questions or recommendations? Rob, I did get a letter from the California Association of County Treasurer Tax Collectors. Very well-written, 3 paragraphs on what treasurers in the state do. So I'm asking that be placed on correspondence for the next meeting. It's good information. Other than that, I don't have anything. I don't hear anything from anybody else. So our next meeting date, Janelle.
If we stick to our regular schedule, February 16th, it's a Thursday. It's always the third Thursday.
Does that work for everybody?
Yes.
And the Dana Room will be our go-to conference room to have the meeting at.
Yeah, so the next one after that would be May, which will be well into whatever the new framework is. For Brown Act compliance with public meetings.
So, Janelle, that would be May 18th, correct?
Yes.
And I don't know about my availability for that May meeting. I am well in my last 6 months of my doctorate degree, and if I'm successful, I'll be graduating and walking across the stage at Westchester, Pennsylvania sometime in the later half of May.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do now after I'm done.
We have Zoom, and as long as we have a majority in the dinner room.
Yeah, no, I can put you on FaceTime as I walk across the stage.
So just confirming, is it February, Thursday the 16th or Wednesday the 15th?
We usually meet on a Thursday. I think there was a reason why today's meeting was on a Wednesday.
Okay. I thought I heard
so 16th, Thursday the 16th in February.
Okay.
And then the one following that is May 18th.
I don't know that I'll be available for that one either.
So in February, we'll talk about the May meeting.
Okay.
And change it if circumstances demands that we should.
And then the following meeting would be August 17th. And Janelle, I don't have a calendar that goes out that far.
November 16th.
Yeah. November 16th.
Yes.
So the the metric is what is it? The third Thursday of every second month in the calendar quarter.
Yeah, basically.
that's the algorithm.
Yeah, that way we can set up the meeting in the Dana room far enough out, and then normally what'll happen is we won't set the Zoom meeting up until we get closer. So what you'll see is you might see a cancellation of a meeting and then a rebooking of it, so we can make sure we have the Zoom meeting on there.
So any other comments, questions on the next meeting? All right, then we are adjourned, and everybody stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.